We will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. There's one item on the consent calendar. I move its passage.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, discussion matters. John, you want to talk about the response letter to NextEra?
Sure. If you recall, I distributed a letter in response to NextEra request for a compliance timeline. Do you have copies in front of you right now? I brought a couple answers with you.
I have printed out one, but
I do not, but I've seen it.
Sure. Right. And so I have written up a response to send out on behalf of the commission regarding their request and for facilities prior to January 1st, 2008 that were built prior to that date. They will just have to have a compliant decommissioning plan filed before the end of the year, as well as have proposed financial assurances before the end of this year. For our facilities that were built after January 1st, 2008, they'll have to have a compliant decommissioning plan filed with the commission by July 1st, 2018. And that's essentially what I responded to in the letter.
And they had only requested to have the compliance date be the end of 2017, correct? The additional 6 months on the ones that are less than 10 years is actually more generous than what they had even asked for.
That is correct, Commissioner.
I think it looks great, Jack.
I think it's well done.
Yep.
Well, I'll have it sent out to the company.
There's just one paragraph that needs an extra space, just a little typo. At least in my version, the second to the last one is jammed up.
It's going to be 2 pages then.
Oh, well, you can squeeze something else, can't you?
Sure. I can write it a lot more.
I'm sure you can get rid of a couple words and sneak a line back up.
Having spent countless hours of bill planning these next 2 years, constrain it to 1 page if it's close.
Save paper.
Okay, then moving on to scheduling. I only show one thing to schedule, and that is the mayor report.
I'm sorry, my microphone's off. But I think we're okay on everything we've done here.
I think we've probably heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to update, we approved the consent calendar had one discussion item and gave consensus that Jack's letter to NextEra was well done. Now moving into the scheduling, the formal hearing for the Maricourt Wind Power Project. This would be the hearing to replace the one that is being postponed that was originally scheduled for tomorrow. Jerry sent out something with 4 dates on it. August 23rd, September 11th, September 13th, and September 15th. I will just say September 11 does not work for me. The other 3, I think I could on all of them. September 13th would be my favorite. See what others have lined up.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. The 11th is not good for me, but the others work.
That's fine with me.
So the 13th?
That's a Wednesday, and we have a commission meeting the week before, so I think we're good.
Yep, and we have one the week after. It's not like it's in a 3-week deal where you might expect something to come up. So.
We don't want to shoot for the 23rd to push it up a little sooner.
Actually, if the 13th works, I have some kind of tentatively scheduled for the 23rd,
okay.
And then I could follow through on that.
Okay.
Okay, I don't see Jerry here, but whoever's taking the lead on that, let Pat? Okay.
We're looking at the same time then, 9 o'clock. Then.
Yeah, in the same location. I also wanted to point out during our regular calendar, we talked about 2 dates as though they were certain. One regarding NSP's transmission line, case PU 17102 for August 18th, and one for Ottertail. I don't have the case number, but the October 6th. On my calendar, it just shows them as hold. So I guess I'm just wondering if staff has locked those dates in.
Well, we did on the 18th now as a result of our motion today.
Okay, that.
That secured the NSP. I think they were just holding a couple of dates previously so that we made sure to have time when we actually got around to having the notice.
Okay.
And as for the NSP, I'm not sure. The Ottertail, I'm sorry.
If I remember the discussion of the last meeting, that was just about the only date that was available, the October 6th date. And so if that is
I think that caused a conflict with Upper Great Plains, didn't it?
I think what happens with these is they hold them until the notice goes out. So we haven't actually gotten to that, declaring complete and doing the notice. So I think
that date's still okay with you?
The 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there were a couple,
It is for me too, so. Okay, I just had that question. Anything else for scheduling or anything else?
I have one item. October 17th, we have scheduled to have SPP and MISO come in for biannual transmission updates. SPP contacted me yesterday. They have an issue with that date. They have a multi-day session with one of their groups on that same day, and they're asking if we can move it to another day. They've suggested a few different dates, October 4th, 5th, 10th, or 12th. The 4th is a regular commission day where we have an informal session in the afternoon that appears to be open.
The 5th would not work for me.
What was the other
date? Are we moving then the MISO update too, or is the MISO update going to stay on the...
MISO could stay. I know... we tried to schedule these on the same day with the idea that the original thought, I think, was each group would probably be here anyway to listen to the other. I think we haven't really seen that always be the case. SPP certainly has not traveled up here for other MISO update events.
Okay. We know they won't this one if we leave it.
So you said the October 4th, October 5th. What was the third date?
The 10th or the 12th.
Okay, 10th or 12th.
I will be out of state on the 10th. The 12th is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That looks all right for me. But the biggest question here is, do we want to do them separate or keep them together? I guess if they can't come, they won't be there at this time. But I'm okay separating them, I guess. But I think in the future, we should really try to just block off that time and keep them together. And try to work on dates that can accomplish that ahead of time. So
I think it keeps us in the right frame of mind too.
If
we're all on the same day.
Yeah.
And we do have the next one already scheduled in April of next year. So,
Ryan, is the 12th okay with you too?
12th is.
Well, what about the 4th though? Since we already have a commission and informal, we'll all be here that day.
12th is good. I guess we'd be looking at what, the afternoon of the 4th,
right,
after the informal?
In place of the informal.
Or in place of the informal.
Well, is it worth, in order to keep
That's
them
fine.
Together, if we went to the 12th, would it be worth checking with MISO to see if they want to switch?
We certainly could. Because, October's a ways away. We can, if you'd prefer, we can reach out to MISO and see if I can find a date that works for both parties to be here on the same day.
How about this? We give Victor the discretion to get this settled, but settle it quickly.
Yep.
If MISO wanted to move to the 12th, we could have them both on the 12th. If MISO wants to keep their date, then have this SPP one on the 4th in the afternoon and keep the 12th open for something else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Brian?
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Victor. I could have had this done in less than an hour. We've been just on the verge of adjourning at 10:59.
Well, maybe next time.
Anything else?
Yeah, Commissioner, can we look at scheduling a director's meeting for July?
Oh, boy, as I recall, July is pretty.
July is probably not going to work.
Okay.
I believe that's a no.
No, the 4th of July is out. The week after that is out. Randy and Brian have a lot of stuff. The week after that is Naverook, and the week after that we've got hearings. So,
yeah, July is really filling up, or has filled up.
You want to schedule in August then? Because we have no director's meeting scheduled August either.
Why show more flexibility come August?
The first week is out, but after that, the 7th?
Did you check with any directors to see if anybody, of course you were looking for July, so I suppose you wouldn't.
No, I did not look at in August, but.
That second week of August looks pretty good for me, the 7th through the 11th.
It does me too. I'm wondering if. Is there something going on that week?
Well, we tried to keep the first 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A bunch of stuff. So,
yeah, the only day that week that wouldn't work for me would be the 11th, but 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th.
So if directors are planning to travel that week, then we shouldn't put a meeting in.
Let's do another one of these flexible ones. Daryl, if all the directors are going to be here without dropping any of their other plans, then let's have it on the 9th, and if not, then we'll schedule it next time around.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
We're not going to we intentionally left that open, so if they have plans for that, then we just don't do it. Mm-hmm. Anything else? We are adjourned.